Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host, Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. What is the county town of Leitrim? Question 2. Which chemical element takes its name from the Greek word for stone? Question 3. Founded in 1889, which company originally produced handmade Japanese playing cards before later moving into the tech world? Question 4. Nominated this year for the Oscar for Best International Feature, On Colleen Kuhn is based on which Claire Keegan novel? Question 5. St. Bridget is most associated with which county, where she is said to have founded a major abbey and is believed to be the county in which she is buried? Question 6. What make of car was memorably transformed into a time machine in the Back to the Future film series? Question 7. Which Irish actor is known for his roles as Tommy Carcetti in The Wire and Peter Littlefinger Baelish in Game of Thrones? Question 8. First introduced to the world in 1959, Barbara Millicent Roberts is better known as whom? Question 9. What type of animal is Punxsutawney Phil, who is said to predict the weather during an annual ceremony held on February 2nd in Pennsylvania? And question 10. The only national flag that does not have 4 sides belongs to which country? Now, this week's audio round is a follow-up to the last episode. It's Singers Going Solo Part 2. You are about to hear 5 clips of songs from solo artists who were previously members of successful groups. There will be 2 points going for each question here, one for the name of the song and another for the name of the band that these singers originated from. So 10 points up for grabs in total. The audio round, question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. And question 5.
Come on, hold my hand. I wanna contact the living. Not sure I understand this role I've been given.
Now, this week's topical round will focus on the Six Nations Championship, that couple of weeks each year that guarantees that we have at least one annual patriotic clash with our colonizing neighbors. Question 1. Which country won the 2022 Six Nations Championship? Question 2. Who has made the most appearances for Ireland at the Six Nations Tournament? Question 3. At which stadium do Italy play all of their home games during the competition? Question 4. Since 2018, who have been the sponsors of the Six Nations? And question 5. First awarded in 1988, what is the name given to the trophy that goes to the winning side following the annual Six Nations clash between England and Ireland? Well, that's it for the topical round, and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. First up, the general knowledge round. Question 1. What is the county town of Leitrim? Well, it's that town where many marriages have been tested even before they've begun. It's Carrick-on-Shannon. Question 2. The chemical element that takes its name from the Greek word for stone is lithium. The Greek word for stone being lith or lithe. Question 3. Founded in 1889, that company that originally produced handmade Japanese playing cards before moving into the tech world, or more specifically the world of video games, it was Nintendo. Question 5. St. Bridget is said to have founded an abbey and is supposedly buried in County Kildare. While not typically a religious man, I have newfound respect for the work of St. Bridget, as I love to go drinking on a Sunday without the dark cloud of work the next day hanging over me. I will be raising a glass to her on Sunday for sure. Question 6. The make of car that was memorably transformed into a time machine in the Back to the Future film series was a DeLorean. There is a fascinating story behind the DeLorean, which was actually manufactured in Belfast. But it is actually the story of John DeLorean himself, the so-called brains of the operation, that is most interesting, particularly when he got into financial ruin and got caught trafficking $24 million worth of cocaine. It's all well worth reading up on, Mr. DeLorean, you bowsy. Question 7. Tommy Carcetti in The Wire and Littlefinger in Game of Thrones were played by Aidan Gillen. Question 8. First introduced to the world in 1959, Barbara Millicent Roberts is better known as Barbie. And I tip my hat to anybody who got that one. Even though it's not that difficult, it took a little bit of thinking. Question 9. Well, any fans of the film will know that Punxsutawney Phil is the name given to the groundhog that is said to predict the coming of spring each year during a ceremony in Pennsylvania. And he does this in perhaps the funniest name of a park in the world, Gobbler's Knob. And question 10. The only national flag that does not have four sides belongs to Nepal. It actually has five sides. It's kind of two triangles stuck together. The flag of Nepal. Next up, we had the audio round, which was those singers going solo. Now remember, there were 2 points up for grabs for each question here. One for the name of the song, and another for the name of the band that these singers originally found fame in. At question one, we heard Lionel Richie singing the song Hello. And Lionel was formerly a member of the band The Commodores, known for their hits like Brick House, Easy, and Three Times a Lady. Question 2, we heard the one and only Stevie Nicks performing Edge of 17, and Stevie Nicks, of course, originally finding fame with Fleetwood Mac. At question 3, we heard Peter Gabriel and the song Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel being the former lead singer of Genesis before Phil Collins took over. Question 4, we heard Miss Lauryn Hill and the song X Factor, Lauryn Hill being a former member of the Fugees. And question 5, perhaps the biggest success story when it comes to singers going solo, certainly the one most unexpected and one who, you know, arguably outshone the band that he came from. We heard Robbie Williams with the song Feel, and Robbie Williams, of course, breaking the hearts of millions of teenage girls in 1995 when he left the band Take That. Finally, we had the topical round, which focused on the Six Nations Championship. Question 1, the country that won the 2022 Six Nations was France. Question 2, the player that has made the most appearances for Ireland is Brian O'Driscoll, with 65 appearances in the Six Nations. Rory Best was just one behind at 64, but he too is retired. The next player who is still playing with 58 caps is Cian Healy. So even this year, he won't surpass Brian O'Driscoll, but maybe he will next year if he continues to play. Question 3. Italy play all of their home games at Stadio Olimpico. Question 4. Since 2018, the sponsors of the Six Nations have been Guinness. And question 5. First awarded in 1988, the trophy that goes to the winners of the England-Ireland match is called the Millennium Trophy. It is so named because in 1988, Dublin were celebrating a millennium of the city, and they introduced the trophy as a kind of celebration of that feat. Well, that's it for this week's quiz. So go give yourselves a mark out of 25, and please do get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week, and happy quizzing.